Good morning, and welcome to the Local Artist Spotlight for this Saturday. I'm Don Anderson, and we're featuring groups from around the Ozarks, but this weekend, we're spotlighting the group The Brothers. You've known them for a lot of years, and we're going to be talking to them in the studio in just a few minutes. But first, here's a recording off that project that they just released. Jesus Loves Me, I Know, on the Local Artist Spotlight.
Jesus loves you and me. He wants the best, you see, for those who trust Him and obey.
Trust in Him completely.
Daily I go along, singing the sweetest song. Jesus loves me, I know.
Jesus loves me.
He loves me.
This I know.
I surely know.
Gave Himself freely.
Gave Himself freely.
Long ago. When He returns one day,
ready I'll be.
Oh yes, I'll be.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yes, Jesus,
me.
He loves me. Jesus loves me. Getting to know Him better, His word tells me He's ever watching His children here below.
All His children below.
Sunshine on cloudy day. What more is there to say? Jesus loves me, I know.
Jesus loves me.
He loves me.
This I know.
I surely know.
Gave Himself freely.
Gave Himself
long
freely.
Ago. When He returns
one day,
ready I'll be.
Oh yes, I'll be.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yes, Jesus,
me.
He loves me.
Jesus loves me.
He loves me.
This I know.
I surely know.
Gave Himself freely.
Gave Himself
long ago. When He returns
one day,
ready I'll be.
Oh yes, I'll be.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yes, Jesus,
me.
He loves me.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yes, Jesus,
me.
He loves me. Jesus loves me.
Music for you from The Brothers on KTTK's Local Artist Spotlight. I'm Don Anderson, and we're featuring the group The Brothers this weekend on our program. And a warning up front, you may not be shocked or surprised by what you hear from the three that we have in the studio today. The Brothers consist of Dennis, Tommy, and Stanley Jones. And these guys have been around the Ozarks. You guys have been around here, I think, since the Ozarks began, basically. Your family has,
Stanley, haven't they?
And one of the things we everybody knows about the Jones family is they can sing. I mean, you guys are all very talented and be able to do that. But for some reason, you all decided to get together without the girls in the group and do a project just with the guys. Stanley, why don't you tell folks why all of a sudden, after all these years, you've been, I know the Stanley Jones Singers, you had that for a long time going with your family, and then different, you guys have been involved in music for a lot of different groups through the years. Why all of a sudden the three of you get together? Was there some sibling rivalry you finally got worked out, or what was the reason for that?
Well, we decided we'd finally come up with a good group. You know, leave the girls out of it. The boys sound so much better. But actually, Don, one of the things that brought this all about was our brother, John, who passed away in 08. Mm-hmm. John came up with the idea of putting together a male group of just the Joneses. And he actually did a recording of several songs while he was still living and brought us into his studio that he had, and we did some of it. And we enjoyed it. And then it kind of fell by the wayside when he got sick and passed away. And then we just decided we'd revive that and see what would take place.
You decide the three of you are going to get together. You're going to start singing together as a trio, and you're going to put together a project. The name of the project is, very simply put, Preserving Tradition. Which tradition with the Jones family, it's important, isn't it? I mean,
yes,
you've got a great family, a great heritage to be able to build off of, and to preserve that throughout the years. And it just... It's just really good, and the whole project is actually really good. I mean, not that anybody would be surprised with all of the years of experience you guys have doing this, but how about going to pick the songs for the project? What was kind of the criteria for that?
Songs that we knew. You know, when you get to be our age, well, you have to be careful because it's hard to learn songs. It takes a lot more work. But there were some songs that we were already doing, and then some that we picked up and did just for the project. But I don't know. We just picked songs that we thought would work and that we had tracks for. We don't have any musicians. We use tracks in performance, and so we had to get songs that we had tracks for. So,
well, let's listen to one of the songs off this project. It's called There Is Power in the Blood. Here's the Brothers on the Local Artist Spotlight.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood,
in the blood
of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily his praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood,
in the blood
of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Yes, in the precious blood of the Lamb.
That's the Brothers on the Local Artist Spotlight, a song they picked because they knew it.
You got it.
Guys, I tell you, we talked about the family heritage a while ago and how long you guys had been singing. John, back before he passed away, went back into the archives, basically, of the Jones family and found as many old projects as had been recorded. And I didn't realize that it had been this, you guys did this long back. As far as a family. Now, Stanley, you're not featured on this.
Oh, no. I wouldn't lay claim to that at all.
There was a recording, and Tommy, you was telling me a while ago that this was on 45s that you guys recorded these on, right?
Yeah, there was a separate recording that there was two songs on each side, 45s, and of course, this is 1967 or so, and we sold them for $1 a piece. And we still didn't sell all of them, so that maybe tells you something.
You said you still have a dozen of them.
I've probably got a dozen.
And you would sell them, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
For a dollar?
My kid, My kids are amazed when they first saw them a few years ago, you know, with the pictures and everything on them, and they were pretty shocked, actually, that it was me singing and that it was my picture and kind of a thing. It was kind of a, well, you know, experience like anybody would think about when they see their parents something 30, 40 years ago.
Right.
But, yeah, it was pretty exciting for us because it was just us. It was just the three on this 45.
Now, you're going to have to be more specific because there was a lot more than three Joneses, I could tell you.
Well, a lot more than three Joneses. But it was Dennis. My brother Dennis was 12, and my sister Ellen was 10, and I was 6. And
you went by the name of?
We went by the name of the Little Joneses. And that's the title of the album, the title of the 45. And we sang just these four songs ourselves, and so I don't know if it was our dads. I can't remember who. Well, I was 6, but So whose idea it was to do that, but anyway, it worked out pretty well.
And it's really neat because you guys took the recording and put it on this song, not this exact one, but you redid the song on your new project.
Yes.
That we're going to play this. So you're going to hear the same song twice, but you're going to hear it from the Little Joneses, and then you're going to get to hear from the Big Joneses, I guess, the brothers, as they come together and do this song again. Dennis, I know that you were at that time 12. You were the oldest one of the group.
I was the old person. Yeah,
you probably do you remember recording this?
Bits and pieces, yes. You know, your memory kind of fades over 48 years, but yeah, that's what about how long it's been since we've recorded it. Yeah.
Well, let's play this song right now. This features Tommy, Ellen, and Dennis. It's the Little Joneses, and the name of the song is "When He Calls, I'll Fly Away."
There was once a time when in my life I was condemned to die. I was walking in my sin, simple way. Jesus paid the ransom for my soul and I paid this world goodbye. When he calls me, I'll fly.
It's the Little Joneses on the Local Artist Spotlight. That is, of course, Tommy, Ellen, and Dennis. Now, here is the Big Joneses with that same song as they put on their new project, "When He Calls, I'll Fly Away." The Jones Brothers on KTTK's Local Artist Spotlight.
There was once a time when in my life I was condemned to die. I was walking in my sin, sinful way. Jesus paid the ransom for my soul, and I bade this world goodbye. When he calls me, I'll fly, fly away.
The brothers on KTTK's Local Artist Spotlight with "When He Calls, I'll Fly Away." You guys, actually, the girls did a pretty good job training you because you did a good job on that version.
I know you don't give them credit.
They get credit anyway, don't they?
couple of things we've been talking about in the studio. Of course, they kid the girls. It's they finally wanted to do it right, so they didn't put any sisters involved with it. But also, Dennis was mentioned a while ago, when they did the Little Joneses, they didn't let you go everywhere with them to sing when the Jones family was singing, did they?
No, they did not. Just select locations. Yeah,
and the reason for that was?
Because we wound up stealing the show, basically. And it wasn't because we was good, it's because we was young.
You just
cute.
You just so cute, wasn't you? So darn
I grew
cute.
Out of that.
We all do. We all do. All right. Now, I made the mistake a while ago calling you the Jones Brothers. And you're actually not because a lot of folks I know are going to do that because it's the Jones boys and it's the Jones Brothers. But you don't want to be known as the Jones Brothers, do you?
No. Just the Brothers. We're trying to get that Jones name out of the picture because it hasn't helped us over the years.
You couldn't get major recording labels with anything Jones attached to it, huh? No. I'll tell you, you guys are so much fun to have in the studio and to be able to talk about your new project. Let's talk about another one off of that. How Much Wonderful. This is a great song. Tell us about this one, Dennis.
John wrote it.
Yeah.
And we sang it.
That's all that matters. We will edit this part out. Or maybe we won't edit it out. We love to have fun with you, Dennis. Here's the Brothers now with that song. It's called How Much Wonderful on KTTK's Local Artist Spotlight.
I have often wondered just how heaven will be. What about one purple gate? It's hard to perceive. Walls of jasper, streets of gold, nothing can compare. I wonder how much wonderful will be over there. I wonder how much shouting there will be over there. When all the saints in heaven have forever to share. It sounds too good to be true, but it is, I declare. I wonder how much wonderful will be over there. We will see our blessed Savior then face to face. Take a stroll there with Him in that glorious place. View the awesome beauty found in heaven so fair. Absolutely all things will be wonderful there. I wonder how much shouting there will be over there. When all the saints in heaven have forever to share. It sounds too good to be true, but it is, I declare. I wonder how much wonderful will be over there. I wonder how much shouting there will be over there. When all the saints in heaven have forever to share. It sounds too good to be true, but it is, I declare. I wonder how much wonderful will be over there. There's gonna be shouting. There's gonna be singing. It sounds too good to be true, but it is, I declare. It will be wonderful there. It will be wonderful, so very wonderful over there.
How Much Wonderful on KTTK's Local Artist Spotlight. That is the Brothers from their brand new project that we're featuring this week, which is simply called Preserving Tradition on the Local Artist Spotlight. A song that your brother wrote, John, didn't he?
Yes.
All right. And I know you guys, as well as the music industry and so many people miss John. What an influence he had in so many people's lives as far as his talents and abilities. So,
tremendous musician.
Tremendous.
Great songwriter.
Yeah. Let's talk about the next song that we're going to have at the foot of the cross, which is it's a special song for you, isn't it?
It is. John wrote this song also. And years ago, he recorded it with a group that he had at the time, with him and his daughter Jennifer, and a fellow they went to church with named Bruce. And the first time I heard this song, it's got a great message. I mean, number one, the reason that we sing and the reason that anybody shares the gospel is because people need the Lord. And even as Christians, we have a lot of troubles and trials. And where we ought to go with those is at the foot of the cross. And this song very aptly mentions the trip to the cross and what we're able to attain at the cross.
Here's At the Foot of the Cross, the brothers on the Local Artist Spotlight.
There's rest for the tired and the troubled at the foot of the cross. Healing for those who are hurting. Forgiveness
Foot of the Cross, that's the brothers on KTTK's Local Artist Spotlight from their brand new CD. And, you know, you guys have been together as a family, I know, for a lot of years. And we were talking a while ago, your mom and dad, 13 kids. That's just, wow. I just can't imagine that. I've got three, and there's times that was overwhelming. So, of course, back then it was a lot different. Now, you guys have sang for so many years, and there's a project that John was able to put on CD from the album With All Our Heart. Now, this features four of the eight brothers and also two of the sisters. This song that we're getting ready to play features the four brothers mainly, and actually you three all sang on this yes. along with John. Mm-hmm. So this song actually has a really special meaning to you, doesn't it?
It does. In 1970, I was 9 years old, and at that time, I sang this song as a solo. And we were singing at Beto Community Church, where our sister attended. And I was under conviction the song before that. I remember stepping back from the mic that we'd sang, and I didn't know what was going on exactly. But
now, how old were you?
I was nine.
9 years old.
And John started playing the introduction to Each Step I Take, this song. And I walked up to the mic to sing, and I got maybe 5 or 6 words out of my mouth. And I was under such conviction that I just backed away from the mic. And there was a fellow in the crowd, Brother Morton, who came up. Actually, Ruth asked me, leaned over and said, "Do you want to be saved?" And I said, "Yes, I do." And Brother Morton came down and led me to the Lord at the altar that night. So this song has a special meaning to me and always will.
Step I Take on the Local Artist Spotlight. That is from the Jones Family, back from what year was that recording done? Back in the 70s?
Early 70s.
I can tell by the way you're dressed. It's got them fancy yeah. suits on and all of that. And those were some great times for the family, weren't they?
They were great. We traveled. We didn't realize what we had, probably. We actually had two groups. We had a quartet and then had the Little Joneses trio that were traveling and singing. During that period of time, we were at our peak as far as number of engagements. We were doing about average 250 dates a year.
Wow.
1 year we actually did 365 dates. We were busy, but we loved it. And
so that's all you ever knew growing up, pretty much.
That's all we ever did. In fact, you said something earlier about 13 kids. There were actually more kids than that, but only 13 of us learned to sing. Daddy put the rest of them up for adoption. That's not true. I just made that.
If you couldn't sing, you couldn't be a Jones.
Right. Huh? You had to sing. Daddy didn't mind feeding us, but he wants you to be able to sing.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I tell you. You guys, it had to have been fun in a house growing up like that. And as you've got older, I know that you lose some, and some you'd probably like to lose.
Hey, he sounds like a Jones.
He knows some of them.
He knows Jerry.
Guys, what a blessing it's been. And this honestly could have been an hour-long program, because there ain't no telling what could have happened. But we wanted to feature your new CD this week, and you've given us a look into the past, too, and appreciate that so much. Let's talk about you're available to go on the weekends to sing at churches or concerts, or you mentioned anywhere that would have food at a gathering.
That's
family,
right.
Reunions.
That's right. Family reunions. We'll come to your home if you have a meal.
And you'll come and sing. Who can they call and get in contact with?
Just call the brothers at area code 417-746-1515, and we'll be glad to work out a date.
All right. I'd like to get you guys back in the studio maybe down the road sometime, and just to kind of get an update on how things are going. And
we'd love to
do that. And you make for very good entertainment for a Saturday morning, I can tell you. So thank you so much for being
here.
You
ought to see us when we're awake.
That's funny. We're going to close out the program, Down on My Knees. Anybody? Dennis, we're going to give you just a second to think about this. Dennis, Down on My Knees, tell us about this song.
This here is an old song. We like old songs. You know, old people like old songs. But really we do. And I really get a thrill out of the older stuff. But this here is a song. In fact, we sing it out of our songbook down at church every so often. But it's Down on My Knees. That's where we have our start. And we can do our walk with from that point on, from that experience the first time we ever was down on our knees.
Dennis, Tommy, Stanley, thank you so much for being here on the Local Artist Spotlight. Let's close it out. Down on My Knees, the brothers on the Local Artist Spotlight.
Once I wandered alone in blackness of night. Once I struggled along, far from God and right. Then I saw I was lost, and in my despair I fell upon my knees in prayer. I was down on my knees, down on my knees, praying to my Lord every day. I was praying to Jesus to hear me, please, and take my heavy burden away.
Satan tried to say the Bible was a lie, that Jesus did not care, and I was doomed to die.
But I stayed on my knees, stayed on my knees. Jesus took my burden away. I had fallen so low in sin and in shame that it seemed almost hopeless to trust His name. But I lifted my voice and cried in despair, and Jesus heard my humble prayer. I was down on my knees, down on my knees, praying to my Lord every day. Praying to Jesus to hear me, please, and take my heavy burden away.
Satan tried to say the Bible was a lie, that Jesus did not care, and I would die.
But I stayed on my knees, stayed on my knees. Jesus took my burden away.
I was down on my knees, down on my knees, praying to my Lord every day. I was praying to Jesus to hear me, please, and take my heavy burden away. Satan tried to say the Bible was a lie, that Jesus did not care, and I would die. But I stayed on my knees, stayed on my knees. Jesus took my burden.